After last week's frenzy over escaped llamas and a dress, social media got very serious today. We'll hear about threats from ISIS.
But first, let's get to Russia, where tens of thousands of people marched in Moscow yesterday to honor Boris Nemtsov, the opposition leader who was shot and killed in central Moscow on Friday. Nemtsov was one of the most outspoken critics of President Vladimir Putin. Another outspoken critic is Ilya Ponomarev, who is a Russian politician, a member of the parliament, although he's effectively living in exile. He says he's been banned from Russia because of his opposition to Putin. The government says he's banned because of his links to an embezzlement scheme. Mr. Ponomarev joins us via Skype from Washington, D.C. And first, what do you think of these demonstrations in Russia following Nemtsov's murder?
They were very large. It's a huge turnout, and Moscovites were really, really angry with what's happened. And not just Moscovites. They happened all across the country. They happened in other countries in the world. They happened in New York. They happened in D.C., by the way. They happened in Boston. They happened in San Francisco. So there are a lot of people who came to express their solidarity and their grief with this horrible murder.
But it's one thing to demonstrate in a U.S. city. It's quite another to demonstrate in Moscow.
Indeed, that's why I'm very glad that it was so massive in Moscow. You know, it's really, you know, I have never seen so many people before. You see, Boris was a very controversial figure. Nobody have any doubts that he was a very honest and very straightforward and very outspoken man. From other side, he was so close to President Yeltsin and was one of architects of his reforms, which produced so much poverty inside the country. So as a politician, he was widely unpopular, respected but unpopular.
Now, as we said, you yourself are a member of the Russian parliament. How does Nemtsov's murder make you feel about your own safety, even though you're here in the United States right now?
I cannot say that I am not worried. I am worried. It's just that I feel like that's my job, and I knew what I was coming to when I started this whole thing firsthand, and I'm in the active opposition for last 12 years. I actually was expecting something like this to happen. I just was very much surprised that they picked up Boris Nemtsov. I thought that they would pick up somebody a little bit more popular inside the country for this, but I probably underestimated that they really wanted West to be shaken.
Would you go back to Russia if you could?
Of course I will, and I am planning to go there in May when the court order against me would expire. And as soon as it would happen, I, of course, would go back to Russia. I am Russian. I am a Russian politician. I care about Russia, and I want things in Russia to change, not here.
As you know, there are a lot of people in Russia, and every time we hear about the reaction to these sorts of things in Moscow, there are a lot of people who are very much behind President Putin and believe in what he's doing, not just in Russia, but also in Ukraine. What do you make of that, the support that he has?
You know, it's very comfortable, psychologically very comfortable right now to be supportive of Putin because you feel yourself a great patriot, like Russia is raising off its knees, you know, this kind of things. And Russians really, they felt humiliated for last 25 years after the collapse of the Soviet Union. So some people actually just reestablish themselves by supporting Putin. But that's a very short-living exercise, and I think that a year from now, a year and a half from now, this support would actually vanish. And, you know, love of the crowd is passing very rapidly.
And, of course, President Putin's spokesman has suggested that this murder of Mr. Nemtsov was committed by Putin's enemies as a way to destabilize the state. Does that seem like a possible scenario to you?
I don't think so, because none of his enemies, as I know them, is capable of implementing such thing. For me, there is zero doubt that it was committed by Putin's system. I am not sure whether it was Putin personally, but I am absolutely sure that it's somebody very close to him. And I think that's where the organizer can be found.
That's Ilya Ponomarev, a member of the Russian parliament and an opponent of Vladimir Putin, who is currently banned from entering Russia. He says that's because of his opposition to Putin. The government says he's linked to an embezzlement scheme.